Feinberg. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist at Cornell Wellness, and today I'll be showing you how to make chicken soup in the pressure cooker. So the first thing that we do is take a whole chicken breast, make sure that you remove the gizzards from the inside. You can save these and make a gravy or broth, anything. And you just add the chicken right to the Instant Pot. Then what we do is take your herbs. Today I'm using fresh herbs, so sage, and I'm going to add it just on top of the chicken. Then I have rosemary. As well as thyme, which I'm just placing again right on top of the chicken. And if you don't have fresh herbs on hand, it's perfectly fine to use dried herbs, especially in the winter if it's not in season. So then the next step is to place your vegetables. So I'm using a mirepoix, which is onions. So adding these, celery, as well as carrots. And then to give the dish a great umami flavor, as well as add some additional nutrients, I have mushrooms. I know mushrooms can be a flavor that people might not always enjoy, so it's perfectly optional if you'd prefer to make your soup without it. Then next, I'm going to add some garlic, as well as salt. And today I'm using 4 teaspoons of salt because I'm using water instead of a pre-made broth. So if I didn't add salt, it wouldn't taste great. So then the last step is just to add 8 cups of water. And like I mentioned, you could use broth if you had it on hand. It doesn't matter. And then add the lid. Make sure that you have your pressure cooker set to sealed. And then what you do is just select manual until 35 minutes, and then let this cook. Cooking your soup in the pressure cooker can be a really great way to make homemade soup. And because homemade soup, it's lower in sodium, it can be higher in nutrients than store-bought, and it's often faster than cooking it on the stovetop. So pressure cooker soup can be a really wonderful way to make winter a little less dreary. So now that it's been about 30 minutes, we're time to debone our chicken. Okay. So what you're going to do is take the chicken carcass out of the Instant Pot and be really careful because it's really hot, and place it onto a cutting board. Okay, so using the pressure cooker, it's really great at cooking meat, so your chicken might fall apart, as has happened here, but we're just gonna roll with it. So then what I like to do is remove the skin of the chicken, just because this is a really high in fat and extra calories. If you want that fatty flavor, feel free to keep it. But then I'm just going to debone the chicken, and then add the meat back into the soup. And you can chop the chicken into whatever size bites you want to be eating. So here you can see it pretty easily shreds apart. Okay. So I'm just going to use my hands and put I'm just going to add this back into the soup. And again, be careful, this is really hot. And so you'll see that there are a good bit of bones left over. You can save them and make a bone broth if you would like, or make any other type of soup or stew. So then I'm going to give this a good stir and serve it up for dinner. And you may have noticed that this recipe doesn't have noodles in it, which is pretty common in chicken noodle soup. So what I'm going to do tonight is probably add some brown rice because that's what I have on hand. But you can add any type of whole grain, whether that be a noodle, a rice, quinoa, millet, etc.